Breakfast with Spanky, 7:30 to 9:30 on RDU 98.5 FM.
And I would like to welcome on the show the mayor of our fair city, Bob Parker. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Spanky.
So you finally managed to stick it to these boy races and pass that bylaw.
Yeah, well, let's hope it makes a difference. That's what the police tell us it will do, and we wouldn't have acted unless the police felt that they could apply it and make it work and make a difference. So, I certainly hope that it does.
So part of the heart of it, I guess, has been banning this thing called cruising, which means you sort of have to define cruising, eh?
That's correct.
What exactly is it, so that I don't want to accidentally do it?
Well, I think it's driving in an antisocial manner. So you're driving in a very noisy vehicle, doing things that makes it noisier, wheel spilling, cruising around an area repeatedly in a manner which draws attention to yourself in a negative way. So if you're just driving down the street with your beloved, then that's not a problem. Just driving nicely down a street, no issue at all. But if you're starting to form a convoy, making a lot of noise, doing all the sorts of behaviors that we've seen, then the police now have some grounds to intervene.
And it's just in the city it's banned, isn't it?
Just in the streets that have been named. So mainly it's the sort of four-laned avenues. A few other streets have been named as well. But we're expecting that there's going to be an element of displacement in this process, so people might alter their courses and routes. So the bylaw is flexible. It enables us to bring other areas, other streets in as required.
So I'm certain, of course, as always, police discretion will be used here, but it's quite a subjective law. Like, if someone drives in the same direction more than once, it's considered cruising. What about courier vans, or if someone forgets something and has to turn around before returning?
Well, I don't think there's going to be the slightest problem. I mean, we've got to be sensible about it. It's around people who are acting in a way which is drawing attention in a negative fashion, a dangerous fashion, or an antisocial fashion, making a lot of noise, doing all the sorts of things that we've seen the boy racers
and
do.
The police need
a tool which allows them to intervene under those circumstances.
Because there's also the convoys, aren't there? If you've got two vehicles with the same purpose causing trouble, because I would have thought...
And I think that's the key word, isn't it? Causing trouble. This is not about ordinary folk going about their business. Nobody has anything to be concerned about. It's if you're out there causing trouble, here's another tool that the police can use.
Funeral processions could be in trouble, but I would say that Freemason meetings, I often see them all lined up in a row, and I don't know what they're up to. They could be causing trouble.
Oh, you should go and ask them. They're probably fairly friendly, open people, mate. They may not be scared of you.
That's what the boy racers say. More what I'm saying is that if you had a law, as opposed to, say, talking about cruising,
Yep. You
could have said that, say, any cars that have spoilers with drivers that have peroxided hair and slappers in the back are illegal, because that's essentially what the police are going to be targeting in the end, aren't they?
I don't believe so. They're only going to be targeting people who are causing problems. So whether you've got your slappers in the back or not, if you're behaving by the road code, if you're driving reasonably, it's not actually an issue. And the whole point is not to target innocent people. But this is a tool that central government, in conjunction with the police, believe that councils can make available to help the police solve elements of this problem. It's not a fix-all. There's no such thing, I don't think, out there until we sort out the noise issues.
Right.
You know, I think we're going to have continuing problems anyway. But government is keen to see this bylaw in place. The police tell us they can apply it, they can make it work, they won't be targeting innocent people, and it will make a difference in the lives of all of those people who still feel that they are subject to the sorts of behaviours that are destroying their lives, their jobs, the fabric of their community, their safety in the streets, and generally causing problems for good Christchurch people.
And you're happy that if tomorrow in the newspaper there's a headline, Mayor says no slapper prejudice in new bylaw?
I don't believe there's any slapper prejudice. I've not seen any hint of that, mate. So that might be something on which your awareness is higher than mine, but... I don't believe it's going to be an issue.
Now, the police, they're the ones that have to police a bylaw. They're obliged to, aren't they?
Correct.
And then they've been supportive? They've helped you construct it?
Well, we wouldn't put this in place unless the police wanted us to do it, because we're not in the business of creating a bylaw that just sits on the books and does absolutely nothing. It has to work. It has to add some value to the policing process. The police want this. We're prepared to put it in place to help them.
And what's the penalty if I am caught cruising?
I think it's $1,000 from memory, isn't it?
Right.
Up to $1,000. I can't remember, I'm sorry.
But one of the issues, isn't it, that you've had to put up a lot of signs, or it looks like you're going to have to. You're going to have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars. Is that central government's requirement with bylaws?
that central government's requirement with bylaws. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. We've written to them. We are still talking to them about that. And we hope that they will make some changes that will allow us not to have a sign on every third lamppost. But look, in the short term, if that's what we have to do, in the areas where this is really a problem, we will comply.
So I guess you might be looking for a graphic designer to find a perfect depiction of what cruising would look like to put a line through it.
You got someone in mind?
You'd have to work on it.
Yeah.
They'd have to, because something in their eyes would have to have evil intent. That would be the hardest thing to try to get across.
Yeah, well, good luck.
People say it probably won't work, but it's the best thing that we have. How fast do you think it'll have an effect? Like, how would you quantify or qualify that the law has worked?
Well, I think you're going to get that feedback from the people who live in the areas and from the police. We'll see if it makes a difference. Look, you know, I'm prepared to support it because the police believe they can apply it in a way that will improve the quality of life and the safety on the road. Well, I'm all for that. Who wouldn't be for that? If the police believe that that's what this bylaw will achieve, then we will support them. And they certainly believe this can work. They don't think it'll solve all the problems. You know, there's going to be no one silver bullet in this issue. But yeah, if it makes a better life for the people living around these roads, if it makes the city safer, if it makes it actually safer for some of the young people who wind up getting hurt and some of the accidents we've seen through boisterous antisocial behaviour, then that's got to be a good thing.
And so what do you expect to happen to the boy racers that can't cruise now? Like, surely you'd want this to run in alignment with setting up some sort of drag racing strip or something like that?
Well, it'd be great to have more facilities, but, you know, those facilities to a large degree exist. There are existing clubs. There are ways that young people can organise themselves to be part of that. And some folk do, you know. So I don't think that the provision of lots of facilities paid for by the ratepayers in our community is really going to solve this problem totally. There are those people who choose to behave in an antisocial way. That's how they get their kicks. They want to do it in a public place. They want to do it in their cars. They want to do it in front of other people. And they don't give a stuff about the consequences. And we just can't, as a community, continue to put up with that. We've got to take whatever steps we can. We would have preferred this to have been a central government law. Then you wouldn't need all these silly signs everywhere. But because we don't have that yet, we'll try to make this work as best we can.
Bob, nice talking, and we'll catch you later on. Okay, catch up.
Thanks, Maggie. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Bob Parker, Mayor of Christchurch, talking about the new boy racing bylaw.
This has been a Breakfast with Spanky podcast, thanks to RDU 98.5 FM. To find out more, go to rdu.org.nz.